All right, so get ready, because today we're going to deep dive into something that might just completely change the way you see the world.
Ooh, exciting.
Yeah, you know, it's this idea that you are not the observer. And it's based on a really interesting YouTube video I found. It's from a channel called Your Higher Self Real Talk.
I've heard of them, yeah.
Yeah, they have some pretty interesting stuff. So, you know, it's funny because, like, on the spiritual path, we always hear about the observer, right?
Right.
Like, it seems like a good thing.
Yeah, like detaching and watching your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Like that's all supposed to be good stuff.
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly. But this video, it kind of throws a curveball and suggests that even this idea of being the observer can actually be a trap if we're not careful.
A trap, really? I'm intrigued. How so?
Well, you know, the video argues that our minds just love to create identities,
Yeah, makes sense.
right? Even spiritual ones. So we think, oh, I'm the observer. That's good.
Right. And then we just cling to that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But that's just another identity that our mind's grasping onto. So think about it for a second. Like when you hear the phrase, you are the observer, what image pops into your head?
I guess like a little mini me, sitting back and watching everything unfold, almost like I'm outside of it all.
Yeah. It's like a little you that's separate from everything that's happening, right?
Right.
And that's that sense of separation. That's exactly what this video's challenging us to question.
Oh, okay. So it's not that observing is bad. It's more about not getting stuck in the idea of being a separate observer.
Yeah, exactly. It's like we think we're standing outside of life, just watching it happen, instead of realizing we're a part of it, you
Oh,
know?
I see. I see. Yeah.
So I'm starting to get this, but how does this all apply to everyday life? It's one thing to talk about observing our thoughts, but what about just like experiencing the world around us?
Great. Well, the video gives some really simple but powerful examples. Like, imagine just listening to the sound of rain. Is there really a separate you that's listening to that sound, or is there just the experience of sound itself?
You know, now that you mention it, it's like there really is just the sound, like filling my
All
awareness.
right. And it's the same with seeing, you know? Like your mind might tell you, I am here looking at that tree.
Right.
But is there really a separate observer, or is there just seeing?
Well, this is like blowing my mind a little bit. It's like those times when you get so engrossed in a movie, you know, and you forget that you're even watching it.
Yeah. It's like the you that's watching kind of
It
disappears.
just dissolves.
Exactly. And the video is suggesting that those moments are actually glimpses into the truth. Like, the truth is that we're not separate observers, but we're actually part of the experience itself.
Okay, this is really making me rethink everything. But then if we're not the observer, what are we? It kind of feels like that leaves us with nothing.
That's where it gets really interesting. The video goes deep into this idea of nothingness,
Okay.
but not as emptiness, you
Yeah.
know, but as like the source from which everything comes from.
Like the potential.
Yeah, like the potential. Like think of the silence between musical notes. It's
Yeah.
not empty, it's full of potential for the next note.
Okay, I think I need a minute to wrap my head around that one.
Yeah, it's a big
We'll
one.
be back in a bit to really unpack this whole no-thingness thing and what it really means to let go of this observer.
Sounds good.
I'm excited to dive deeper into this.
Me too. So before the break, we were starting to explore this idea of no-thingness.
Right, not as emptiness, but like a boundless source of potential.
Yes, exactly. And I'm curious, what comes up for you when you hear that? Like, what does that even mean in a practical sense?
Yeah, that's a good question. Like, if we let go of this observer, if we embrace this no-thingness, does that mean we just become passive? You know, do we stop taking action in life? And what does that even look like?
That's such a great question, and it's something that a lot of people wonder about. This video actually talks about that a bit. It says that letting go of the observer doesn't make you inactive. It actually opens up a whole new way of being in the world, way of acting from a place of deeper alignment.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
So it's not about becoming inert, but almost like shifting the source of our actions.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of like imagine you're trying to bake a cake, but you're constantly looking over your shoulder. You're second guessing every ingredient, every
Oh,
step.
yeah, I can relate to that for sure in the kitchen.
Right. And you might end up with a cake, but it's gonna be a pretty stressful process.
Yeah.
Now imagine baking that same cake, but from a place of total presence and trust. You're not separate from it, you're fully immersed in it. The result might be the same, but the experience is completely different.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's not that we stop setting goals or working towards things that we
All
want.
right.
But the energy behind those actions, it starts to change.
So how does this no-thingness idea, like how does that impact the way we see our goals and motivations? I'm curious about that.
Well, the video actually frames it as like the end of seeking.
Oh, wow.
And it might sound kind of paradoxical,
yeah.
But when you realize that you are already whole, you are complete just as you are,
yeah.
The frantic search for something outside of yourself to make you happy or fulfilled, it can start to dissolve.
That's a really powerful idea. It's like instead of chasing all these external things to complete us, we realize that the wholeness that we're seeking is already here.
Exactly. And that frees up so much energy that we can then direct towards our passions, towards things that we really care about.
Right, because it's not coming from this place of lack.
Exactly. It's coming from a place of abundance.
It's almost like I need this to be happy. Shifts to like, I'm already happy, and this is an expression of that happiness.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. And that shift can impact every area of our lives. Relationships, work, creativity, our connection to the world around us. Like, it really can transform everything.
So let's dive into those areas a little bit. Starting with relationships,
mm-hmm.
How might letting go of the observer, like, change the way we interact with other people?
Well, when we're caught up in that illusion of separation, we tend to see other people as separate too.
Right.
And that can lead to conflict, misunderstandings, a sense of isolation.
Mm.
But when we recognize that we're all interconnected, like we're all part of this, the same fabric of reality.
Yeah.
It changes everything.
Our interactions become much more
harmonious.
Yeah, compassionate. Kind of. It's like instead of seeing it as separate individuals bumping up against each other,
right.
It's like we're all part of this. This larger dance.
Exactly. And realizing that can make such a difference in how we approach conflicts, you know?
Right, right.
How we offer support, how we build deep and meaningful connections with people. It really shifts everything.
That's beautiful. Now, what about work? I'm curious, you know, it seems like letting go of the observer and embracing this no-thingness could maybe lead to a lack of ambition, a lack of motivation.
Yeah, it's a common concern, but the video actually suggests the opposite.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. It says that when we let go of that need to prove ourselves, to achieve external validation, we can actually tap into a much deeper sense of purpose, a deeper sense of motivation that comes from within.
So it's like instead of being driven by the need to climb the ladder or impress others, we find fulfillment in the work itself.
Yes, exactly. And that is so much more sustainable, so much more joyful in the long run.
It's almost like that saying, do what you love and you'll never work a day in your life.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about avoiding work. It's about finding that alignment
totally
between your passions and your actions.
Yeah. Now, what about creativity? I'm curious how letting go of the observer might impact our creative process.
It seems like it could remove a lot of the like self-doubt and judgment that so often blocks our creativity. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a really great point. The video talks about letting go of that inner critic.
Right.
That voice that's always telling us we're not good enough, our ideas aren't worthy.
Yeah.
When we recognize that we're not separate from that creative source itself,
right,
we can tap into this wellspring of inspiration.
It's like unlimited.
Yeah, an expression that just flows freely and effortlessly.
So like instead of forcing creativity, we allow it to emerge organically from that place of nothingness.
Exactly. It's really beautiful to witness when it happens, you know, and we're not trying to control or manipulate the creative process.
Right.
We open ourselves up to possibilities that we could have never imagined.
I love that. Okay, so we've talked about how this can impact our relationships, our work, our creativity.
Yeah.
What about our connection to the world around us? How does this shift in perspective change the way we experience nature, society, everything?
Well, this is where things get really, really profound. When we dissolve that illusion of separation, we start to see the interconnectedness of all things.
I think that's a bigger picture.
Yeah. We recognize that we're not just observers of the world, but we're active participants in this vast web of life.
It's like we shift from me versus the world to me as part of the world.
Exactly. And that can bring about such a sense of awe and wonder.
Yeah.
A feeling of deep belonging, a sense of responsibility for the well-being of the planet, you know? For all living things.
It's beautiful. This is all so inspiring, but I have to admit, a part of me still wonders, if we're not the observer then what's left? You know?
Yeah.
What's the point of it all if there's no separate self? Like, striving, achieving, experiencing? It's a big question, I know.
It's a powerful question, and it really brings us to the heart of this whole exploration. The video suggests that the end of seeking, it doesn't mean the end of experience.
Right.
It actually opens us up to a whole new dimension of being,
Wow.
one that's beyond the limitations of the separate self. And that's what we're going to explore next.
It's amazing. Can't wait. So we've spent all this time, you know, deconstructing this idea of the observer, and we're exploring this no-thingness. But if we're not this separate self striving and experiencing, like, what's the point of it all? Does life just become meaningless?
Yeah, it's like this paradox, right? We're so conditioned to believe that meaning and purpose come from all our individual achievements,
right,
our experiences. Mm-hmm. But this video, it suggests that true meaning, like real meaning, it comes when we go beyond that limited perspective.
So it's not that life becomes meaningless, but the meaning, like, shifts.
Exactly. Imagine, like, for a second that you're a wave in the ocean.
Okay.
From the wave's point of view, its purpose might seem to be, you know, crashing on the shore.
Right.
But from the ocean's perspective, the wave is just a temporary expression of its vastness, right?
Yeah.
The ocean doesn't need the wave to have meaning. It just is meaning.
Whoa. That's a powerful way to look at it. So we're like those waves. And this no-thingness is like the ocean.
Yes. And just like the ocean doesn't lose its essence when a wave crashes.
Right.
We don't cease to exist when we let go of this illusion of a separate self.
Mm.
In fact, the video suggests that we actually become more fully alive, more connected to the source of all being.
Okay, that makes sense. But it's still, like, hard to grasp. You know, what does it actually feel like to live from this place of no-thingness? Does it mean we just float around in this, like, blissful state of detachment?
Not necessarily. The video really emphasizes that letting go of the observer, it doesn't mean that we stop experiencing emotions or that we stop engaging with the world.
Okay.
It just means that we experience it all from a different perspective.
Yeah.
Without that filter of a separate self.
It's like we're still playing the game of life, but we're not attached to winning or losing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Imagine, like, feeling joy, sadness, anger, all without this added layer of me feeling these things. It's pure presence, where we allow ourselves to feel the full spectrum of human emotions. But we don't get caught up in the story of why we're feeling them.
That sounds incredibly freeing. But if we're not striving for anything, if we're not, like, seeking happiness or fulfillment, what motivates us to keep going? Like, what keeps us moving forward?
That's a great question. And that's where it gets really, really fascinating. The video suggests that when we let go of that need to achieve or acquire things for a sense of purpose that arises naturally from our connection to the whole.
So it's not about giving up on our dreams, but it's like allowing our actions to flow from this, like, deeper source of inspiration.
Exactly. Imagine pursuing your passions, not because you think they'll make you happy or successful, but because they're an expression of who you truly are, an overflow of your unique gifts and talents. It's a powerful stuff.
This whole conversation has been such a mind-bending journey, you know?
I know, it's a lot to take in.
It's like we peeled back all these layers of perception and we're starting to see this incredible truth that we're not who we think we are. And that's actually the most liberating realization we could ever have.
Absolutely. It's been a pleasure exploring this with you.
Thank you. And, you know, for our listeners, remember, this is not just an intellectual concept.
It's an invitation.
Yeah, it's an invitation to experience life in a completely new way.
Exactly. So as you move through your day today, see if you can notice those moments when the observer identity starts to creep back in, you know?
Right.
Just see if you can gently let go of those thoughts and just be present to what is in all its messy, beautiful, ever-changing glory.
That's beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing your wisdom with us today.
It's been my pleasure.
And to all our listeners, thank you for joining us on this deep dive.
Yes, thank you.
We hope it's inspired you to question your assumptions.
Yeah, and explore the boundless possibilities of who you truly are.